堂听 class.com。
Unit 7, Section 1. Like humans?
Yes, I was watching a herd feeding on a slope above Lake Edward one day, when a handsome young bull stepped out of the trees about 200 meters from the group. A cow left the herd at once, moving her head shyly from one side to another as she moved towards him. When they met, he took her trunk in his, and then their heads lifted, trunks entwined, until their mouths met in an unmistakable kiss.
What happened next, Professor?
Well, he pulled up some grass, beat the dirt off against his knees, and offered it to her. She took it, and they moved off together, with their shoulders touching and ears flapping.
Is this common behavior?
Oh, yes. They continue courtship until the female is in season, and then they go off into the forest for their lovemaking. Like humans, they like to be private.
How long does this go on for?
Well, they continue until the female becomes pregnant. And as soon as that happens, she loses interest in her mate.
So, how long does it take for...
Unit 7, Section 2. Grow your own food.
Have you ever tried bean sprouts in a Chinese restaurant? All you need to grow these and other delicious food from the beans and seeds we've been talking about in this unit are a jar, a thin piece of cloth, a little water, and a warm, dark place in the house. This is how you do it. Choose a large jar and cover 3 to 4 tablespoons of beans or seeds in water. Keep them wet for at least 12 hours. During this time, the beans will double in size, so make sure the jar is big enough. Now place a thin circle of cloth over the top of the jar. Hold it in place with some string or an elastic band, and pour any water in the jar out of the top. When you've done this, put the jar on its side in a warm, dark place. Water the beans in the morning and at night for 3 or 4 days. Make sure each time that no extra water is left in the jar. When the shoots begin to grow, transfer them to plastic bags or containers and keep them in the fridge. Eat them within 2 or 3 days. The shoots have plenty of vitamins, minerals and proteins, but very few calories. And you can eat them without cooking them. Bon appétit.
Unit 7, Section 3. Spontaneous human combustion.
It was a very cold morning in December 1966 in Pennsylvania, USA. Dan Gosnell set off to read the gas meters as usual, and the first home he went to belonged to Dr. John Bentley. Dr. Bentley was 92 and retired. He had to move around the house with a walking aid, but he was still able to look after himself. The front door was closed, but not locked, so Dan went in. He called to Dr. Bentley, but got no reply, so he went to the meter in the basement. There was a strange smell in the air. It was similar to the smell you get when you start an oil-burning central heating system for the first time, and there was a light blue smoke in the air. There was a little ash on the floor, but Dan thought nothing of it. Dan went upstairs to see if Dr. Bentley was all right. There was more smoke upstairs. Dr. Bentley was not in his room, but when Dan looked in the bathroom, he saw the doctor's walking aid over a blackened hole in the floor. There was only one part of Dr. Bentley left, the lower part of his right leg. It was brown, but his shoe was in one piece and not damaged. Dr. Bentley had burnt up. How did Dr. Bentley's body burn without causing a lot more damage? How did the fire start? Why was there no smell of burning flesh when Dan Gosnell entered the house? Only a sweet smell and blue smoke. Above all, why was there so little of the body left? The way the human body can burn up in this way is a major mystery. Other cases include Mrs. Euphemia Johnson, a 68-year-old widow who was drinking her afternoon tea when she caught fire. Her body burned so quickly that her clothes were not burnt. Another woman was on a boat in Norfolk when she met her death in front of her husband and children. They and the boat were not harmed. This strange phenomenon is called spontaneous human combustion, or SHC. It doesn't happen very often, and it's unpredictable. The cases are not exactly the same, but the speed at which the body burns and the way it leaves part of the body or the clothes without damage are common factors. Nobody knows how or why SHC occurs, but it has been suggested that magnetic fields are responsible. Whatever the cause, all the cases are very difficult to explain.